Hey friends, welcome today. We're so glad you joined us. Let's sing, let's praise God.
A whole lot of love.
All right, reach up, get your pay attention glasses.
Still donuts.
Still donuts? Man, yeah. You really like donuts. Mine are tire swings.
Well, I can't swings. Eat them, so mine are
giant because they're tire swings. Oh. All right, listening ears. All right, and get our lips ready.
Ready?
Zip, lock, and button. Miss Michelle, would you pray for us today?
Absolutely. Let's bow our heads. Dear God, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for this amazing story that we get to hear. And help us to sit nice and still, not get those silly wiggles and giggles, but to hear what you would like us to learn from your word today. We love you so. And all God's children said,
Amen.
Wow. Love that.
That was great. So before Jesus died and rose from the grave and went with his Father to be in heaven, mm-hmm. he gave his disciples a special job.
I remember that.
Yep. And so the disciples were Jesus's special followers. Mm-hmm. And Jesus wanted them to tell the whole world that he died for their sins and rose from the grave and that Jesus was alive and he's still alive today. And that's the best news ever. Mm-hmm. And because of Jesus, we get to be with God now. God is with us now and forever and ever and ever and ever in heaven.
I love it.
That's pretty cool.
I love it. Before the disciples began their journeys, Jesus told them to wait in the city of Jerusalem. Okay?
We had to wait.
And wait. And wait.
Okay. All right.
Wait. Yep.
Wait.
Now, every time you guys hear the word Holy Spirit, I want you to wave your imaginary scarves over your head. You can even go and grab a scarf if you want to.
Yeah.
All right. So here we go. All right. Then Jesus went up into heaven with the Father. Friends, why do you think Jesus told the disciples to wait?
That's tricky. I don't like to wait.
I don't like to wait either. Jesus told them to wait because he was going to send his Holy Spirit to come and help them.
Oh, well, that's worth waiting for.
That's worth waiting for.
Yeah.
Exactly. When the Holy Spirit came, he was going to give the disciples strength and power to do everything God had planned for them to do.
That's amazing. The disciples were a little sad because they missed Jesus, mm-hmm. but they trusted that Jesus had a plan. So they obeyed his words and stayed in Jerusalem. And every day, they prayed, mm-hmm. and they waited for the Holy Spirit to come. And while they were waiting, God's people celebrated a special holiday.
Ooh.
It was called the Feast of the Pentecost.
Oh.
And while every year they celebrated with lots of yummy food and gifts to worship God, they also gave praise to God for showing them the very best way to live.
That's awesome. On the day of Pentecost, God's people from all over the world came to Jerusalem to celebrate.
I bet you there were a lot of people.
I bet there were tons. The people looked different from one another and spoke all kinds of different languages. Why do you think the people looked and spoke differently? They were different because they came from all over the world.
All sorts of places, yeah.
That's right. But even though they were from different areas of the world, they all worshiped the one true God.
That's important.
Yep. When it was time to celebrate, God's people came together to worship him at the temple in Jerusalem.
Ooh, that would have been a neat party. On the day of the big feast, mm-hmm. the disciples were in a room and they were praying. And they were wondering what time, when Jesus would keep his promise to send the Holy Spirit. And guess what happened?
What?
This is really cool. Suddenly, there was a noise that sounded like a great wind that came down from heaven. Maybe it sounded like that.
Maybe.
And at that moment, the disciples were filled with the Holy Spirit. Woo! And guess what else? This gets so great.
What?
People from all over the world that were speaking different languages, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, the disciples began to speak in the different languages of the world.
Oh my goodness.
That's amazing.
It's some kind of power from God, huh?
That is super powerful. And they were saying hello in all different languages, and they were telling people about Jesus in the language that They didn't learn, but those people had where they'd grown up.
I love it.
That is pretty cool. And so God sent the Holy Spirit and filled them with his power.
I love that. What do you think happened when the people in the city heard the loud sound from heaven? I bet that was, I know.
They probably wondered,
what was that? I know.
They probably looked around. Yeah.
Right? A large crowd of people gathered. They were amazed to hear these men speaking with God in their own languages. How can this be, they wondered. How can these men from Galilee know our languages? When the Apostle Peter saw the crowd, he stood up and told them about Jesus.
Mm.
I know, love it, love
awesome.
It. He told them that Jesus was God's son who had been sent to earth to save them. Jesus died for their sins and rose again on the third day.
Peter told the people that Jesus is alive today and that he returned to heaven to be with God the Father. Mm-hmm. He also told the people that Jesus had sent the Holy Spirit to show them the very best way to live. And that's how the disciples were able to speak in different languages. It was the Holy Spirit. And so the crowd heard Peter's words and they knew they weren't living the way God wanted them to be and live. And so they said, what should we do? They asked. And Peter said, check this out. This is from the Bible, friends.
Wow.
God's word. Change your ways and be baptized in Christ Jesus' name. Believe that Jesus is Lord, and when you do, the gift of the Holy Spirit will be given to you.
Wow. I mean, that's
amazing.
I just say wow. And guess what? That day, are you ready? 3,000 people decided to trust and follow Jesus.
That's a lot of toes and fingers.
No kidding. They too were filled with the Holy Spirit. These new Christians lived and worked together. They took care of each other. They shared meals. They prayed together. Mm-hmm. They read God's word. And now they were part of one big family.
That's
God's
a big family.
And next week, we'll hear about how the Holy Spirit worked through Peter and John to heal someone.
Because of Jesus, we get to know God and that know that he is with us now and that he'll be with us forever and ever and ever, and that he's given you and me the power of the Holy Spirit so that we know God is with us.
Awesome.
And through the Holy Spirit, God is with us wherever we go and whatever we do.
Mm-hmm.
And we can trust in the Holy Spirit to help us follow God's path and to give us courage to do what God has planned for us to do.
Awesome.
The Holy Spirit shows us the very best way to live this life with God.
Awesome.
That's so cool.
I love it so much. I love that. So, children, God is always with us. When we choose to trust and follow Jesus, we become a part of God's family. He sends his Holy Spirit to be with us and give us everything we need to live life with him. The very first people to trust and follow Jesus were called Christians.
Okay.
I love that. Because they loved Jesus, they loved one another. The people took care of each other. If someone was hungry, they were given food.
Nice.
If someone needed a blanket, someone found a blanket and covered them. If someone needed prayer, they prayed for them. God's people followed God together. So during this song, you can pray for someone that you know who needs God to help them. Wasn't that awesome? I love that so much. So now it's time for the blessing. Would you like to pray a prayer of blessing over our friends?
Yes. Friends, may you always remember that God is with you and that His Holy Spirit will give you everything you need to follow Him each day.
See ya!